Imagine you're a professional sports coach or a player, seconds left in the game, fourth and inches in football. Do you go for it or kick the field goal? Down by two with seconds left in basketball, do you try to tie it up or go for the three to win it in regulation? Tie game, do you send the runner home in baseball or hold him at third base with one out? These and other decisions have been frustrating fans and challenging coaches for years, and some people are wondering if there's anything to be learned from these stressful, risky situations. And academics across the country are rising to the challenge of trying to figure it out. According to a piece in today's New York Times, 25 professors from around the country met in Arizona to discuss, argue, and debate the pros and cons of risk-taking while watching baseball. Wonder if you could get a Fulbright for that. Joining us now from his office in Berkeley, California, is David Romer, a professor of economics at UC Berkeley. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
So playing armchair quarterback can help us better understand how bad decisions are made and how to avoid them?
We think so. It's a case where you really see the guts of the decision laid out in front of you. We don't have access to everything that goes into, you know, what General Motors is doing or something like that. And we also, you don't get the fast feedback. If GM launches a new car line, they may not know for, you know, 20 years whether it was a turned out ex post to be a good decision or not. In a football game or a baseball game, you know right away whether the decision paid off or not. So we can, lots of things there that you don't get in other situations.
Has this research produced any results?
It has. What people have found is that intuition is not a great guide to decision making. So there are a lot of cases where coaches or the decision makers just seem too cautious from the point of view of trying to win the game.
So the fans who are always screaming for the coach to go for it on fourth and one, they're right?
Yes.
I'm sure you're clearly not a football coach. Now, there are coaches, though, Bill Parcells comes to mind, who habitually does go for it a little bit more often than other people do.
That's really something of a puzzle because as an economist, we preach and teach that maximizing behavior will win out, not necessarily from people attending academic conferences, but by looking around and seeing what works. And so you see a Bill Parcells in football, you see an Earl Weaver in baseball who preached that it was pitching in three-run home runs, not sacrifice bunts and a stolen base that won baseball games. And yet progress is slow in terms of having the right decisions take over, and that's very interesting and very puzzling.
Here's an email question that we got from Howard Thompson. My question is, why doesn't every football team go for it on fourth and two the majority of the time? He writes, if I remember correctly, going for it maximizes your chances to win, absent special circumstances. I seem to recall the statistical analysis in the book Football by the Numbers showed that going for it on fourth and goal from the seven was about a break-even proposition.
He remembers what's been done extremely well, and then the big puzzle is why not? And it looks, I mean, there are two possibilities. One is that people are just carrying over from other parts of life sort of these rules of thumb that really don't apply here. So in lots of cases, being cautious is the right thing to do. If you're thinking about, you know, taking drugs with your friends or not looking both ways before you cross the street, being very cautious is absolutely the right thing to do because the downside is terrible. In football, the downside of not making it is, you know, if it's early in the game, you might lose a few points. You have plenty of time to catch up.
David Romer, thank you very much. He's a professor of economics at the University of California at Berkeley. He was with us from his office there in California. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.